coaches use the DISC assessment tool to help clients quickly understand their motivations, face their fears, reveal their blind spots, and build up their strengths. As a coach, the tool may help you not only understand a client's individual natural tendencies, but how they view themselves and how you can support them in identifying and changing a disempowering perspective. This tool has been widely used in the workplace and especially for those in leadership positions, and it gives an organization a common language to discuss behavioral differences. It is a behavioral assessment tool, not a personality assessment, as it shows a person's behavior in a particular environment. DISC is an acronym, and each letter defines a personality style or quadrant. So D stands for dominance. These are people with their style is results-oriented. They like to change the status quo and take action. I stands for influence. People with this style are enthusiastic, they enjoy collaboration, as well as taking action. S stands for steadiness. People with an S style tend to support those around them. They thrive on collaboration as well as a stable environment. And finally, C stands for contentiousness. People with a C style strive for accuracy. They like a challenge, but appreciate the need for stability. Obviously, nobody's all D or I or S or C, as these are styles and may show up in different sets of circumstances. So there's so much more to this assessment tool, and information about how it works can be found in the resource links in this module. DISC profiles are used for, as I said earlier, to increase self-knowledge, to learn how you respond to conflict, what motivates you, what causes you stress. It may help people facilitate teamwork and minimize conflict. And of course, become more self-knowledgeable, more well-rounded and effective as leaders. So the most valuable information offered in your own DISC report as a coach is not necessarily about ourselves, but how it helps us better understand and communicate with people who are different from us. You know, they have a different perspective or habits or pace, abilities to focus. As you read through the different behavior types in this module, you might match the type described to you or people you know. In doing so, you've observed the world from another person's perspective, which is essential to the coaching process. The ability to observe others vastly improves our ability to communicate, collaborate, and bring out the best in our clients.